Hey everyone, and welcome to Developer Tea. My name is Jonathan Cottrell, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about thinking in intervals. Today, I'm going to share with you a very simple concept that you can use when estimating, pretty much estimating anything, actually. Estimation can be a daunting task. We've talked multiple times about concepts related to estimation. For example, the episode regarding sandwiches. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to check that episode out. So today we're going to be talking about estimation. We're going to be talking about thinking in intervals. Today's episode is sponsored by Linode. With Linode, you can instantly deploy and manage an SSD server in the Linode cloud. You can get a server running in just seconds with your choice of Linux distribution, resources, and node location. We will talk more about what Linode has to offer Developer Tea listeners later on in today's episode. Estimation is hard. It's hard because we're stuck trying to decide from a very long, zoomed out view what a very detailed estimation of some total is. For example, we look at a project and we estimate that it will take, let's say, 50 days to complete that project. But let's say each day we actually work an extra hour longer than we thought. Or perhaps it takes that amount of time on the end of the project longer than we expected. Ultimately, we're going to take about 6 extra days beyond our budget. It's actually more than 6 days. It would be a total of somewhere around a 12.5% loss on that estimation. Now, if that happens over and over, if we lose 12.5% over the course of a year, that's probably going to remove all of our profit margin, or at least a large chunk of it. And ultimately, a company can't survive under those conditions. If we constantly are underestimating by that large amount, even though it feels like not that much, just an extra hour or so, that can cause major issues. It can cause a company to go under if it goes for too long. So how can we fix this problem of underestimation? This is the topic of so much conversation, for example, in the Agile world, where we do story points. A very common fix to the problem is to try to estimate things not in time, but rather in story points, because we typically are pretty bad at estimating time. We're better at estimating effort. But it's not just estimation. Today's principle can extend to every part of your life, including your daily task management, your financial goals, and even your personal goals. Let's say you want to lose a couple of pounds. This can actually help you think about the process, the day-by-day process that would be necessary to accomplish those personal goals. We talked about personal goals in the past couple of episodes with regards to taking that plan down to the day-to-day level. Now, we're going to talk about today's principle that I want to share with you that I think is going to help your estimation processes right after we talk about today's sponsor, Linode. In a given month, what could you do with $5? The answer is not a whole lot, but as it turns out, one of the things you could do with $5 is host your website. That's true. Linode has a $5 tier, and that's a gigabyte of RAM on an SSD server. On top of that, if you wanted to keep that website backed up, let's say you don't want to lose your content, that's a reasonable thing, that's only $2 a month. And Linode has been a sponsor for a while, and you probably are used to hearing their name on the show, but I love the way that Linode does business because they provide you with a 7-day money-back guarantee. They have 24/7 support. All of their stuff is on hourly plans, so if you need to scale up your services with Linode, you can do that almost instantly. You can do it in just a few clicks, basically. They have data and analytics. They actually have free analytics called Longview, and they also have a pro plan of Longview that allows you to really understand what's going on in your server. Go and check out the other stuff that Linode has to offer, spec.fm/Linode. By the way, you get $20 worth of credit for being a Developer Tea listener. Use the code DEVELOPERT2017 at checkout. Thanks again to Linode for sponsoring today's episode of Developer Tea. So we've been talking about estimation. We've talked about it in the past. This is a notoriously difficult task to accomplish as a developer or a product owner, or maybe you're a project manager. And about this principle that I believe will change the way you think about estimation and really could change the way you think about planning in pretty much any area of your life. And I want you to share this with people if you think it's going to be impacting, because it has totally changed the way I think about my life. Quite simply, I want to shift your way of thinking from infinite continuums and instead to thinking in intervals. Instead of thinking in infinite continuums, for example, when estimating thinking in seconds, minutes, or even hours, and instead thinking in intervals, think in larger blocks. So instead of thinking in seconds, minutes, or hours, you think in days or maybe in weeks. An interval is a set distance from one marking point to the next. For our purposes, an interval may be an 8-hour day, or perhaps a 1-week block of time. If you plan your projects based on how many days they will take, rather than how many minutes or hours they may take, the amount of time and energy you spend planning will immediately be relieved, and your estimations are going to become more accurate. Start planning your days, your projects, and your future plans in larger intervals. So why is this effective? Why does it work so well? Well, because it works on the law of averages. When you try to plan everything down to the minute, you automatically allocate your resources based on those minute-to-minute plans. And the problem is, you expect those plans to be exactly right. So when you start thinking in intervals, you plan based on those intervals, and your margin of error, on average, begins to equalize itself. In other words, you may be off by, you know, one prediction by 5%, but on the next prediction, you could be off by -5%. The reality is, if you use intervals in conjunction with ranges for prediction, which we've talked about in the past as well, you can increase your level of accuracy greatly. And here's the important part, you decrease the amount of energy you put into estimation and planning. You decrease the amount of energy you put into estimation and planning, and you rely on the rule of averages to help even out the gains and losses in the end. The rule of averages says that eventually things even out. If you estimate one direction, if you're really bad at estimating in the negative, then eventually you'll shift your estimation and you may end up estimating more to the positive. You may underestimate or overestimate. And as you go down that path of underestimating and overestimating, those errors are going to even themselves out. They're going to average out in the end. Aiming at a larger target will simply increase your accuracy. Aiming at a larger target will simply increase your accuracy. This will help you plan and will create a different mindset when it comes to planning that allows for flux and invites change. And here's the important part that I don't want you to miss out on. If your planning methods make change a bad thing, then your planning methods may have a strongly negative effect on your end product. Okay? If your planning methods make change a bad thing, if they say that change is ultimately hurtful towards you, then your planning methods, the way that you go about trying to estimate these things, those planning methods may have a strongly negative effect on your end product. Instead, you should shift your planning and process to invite change. Use intervals instead of infinite continuums for your estimation, and you're inviting change because those intervals allow for that error. They can basically, there's a lot of play, there's a lot of room to move inside an interval. Think about your career in 3 or 5 year chunks rather than 1 week at a time. Think about a development project in terms of weeks instead of minutes. Think about your personal budget in terms of $100 rather than pennies. This ultimately frees your time and allows you to focus on creating more value and doing the thing you are estimating rather than trying to hit an impossibly small target in the process of estimating. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Developer Tea. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that this will spark some conversation between you and the people you work with, perhaps you and your family as well, and you and your friends. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. Thanks again to Linode for sponsoring today's episode. Remember, you can get $20 worth of credit by going to spec.fm/Linode and using the code DEVELOPERT2017. $20 is a lot on Linode, so I recommend you go and check it out. And remember, you get a 7-day money back guarantee. Thanks to Linode for sponsoring today's episode. There are other shows on the Spec Network that you may love. Go and check it out, spec.fm. There's a ton of awesome content for developers and designers to level up. You can follow me on Twitter at @developerT. And of course, if you're enjoying the show, please leave a review in iTunes. This is the best way that you can help other developers just like you find and enjoy Developer T. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, enjoy your tea.